You're listening to a High Voltage Radio Network podcast. Find more at highvoltageradio.com.
This podcast is a member of the Place to Be Nation family. Visit us at placetobenation.com, the only place to be in your pop culture world.
Welcome to the Kings of Sport, the program that's changing the game one show at a time, with your hosts, Nate Milton.
Yes!
Boy, good!
And Marcus Vandenberg.
Let's say!
So sit back and relax, because you're now down with the Kings.
And welcome to the Kings of Sport, the program that's changing the game one show at a time, a.k.a. the world's most dangerous sports show, a.k.a. iTunes' longest-running weekly episodic sports program produced and hosted by two or more African-Americans that are not affiliated with the major network. I'm your host, the Godfather Nate Milton, joined as always by my partner in crime, Marcus. I'm not even here this week. I'm already out the door because my mind's on vacation. Vandenberg, how you doing, brother?
Good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well. This is our Halloween spooktacular, if you will. Then again, I don't know if that's a good term for a show hosted by two black dudes.
Yeah, spook. Probably not.
It's a spooktacular over here. I can just imagine like Joe Pesci saying that in a gangster movie. Hey, well, we got it over here. It's a spooktacular. So let's not go down that route. Before we get into any sports or any of our topics of conversation this week, Marcus, I don't think we've ever really addressed this on the show. But are you a big Halloween fan?
It's fine. You know, I'm not normally one who dresses up, but I will be dressing up this year. We'll get to that in a second. but usually, I'm not big into the Halloween parties or anything like that. I like candy. Candy's cool.
Yeah, yeah. What's your favorite Halloween candy?
Probably the individual pack of Skittles or a little good Butterfinger.
Okay, okay. I like candy corns. And I can only eat.
Whoa.
Like I can only eat candy corns at Halloween.
You're one of them, huh?
What do you mean, you people?
I can eat like two or three, and I'm good. I'm good for the entire year. Like two or three pieces. Like I don't need two or three packs. Just two or three of them.
Like I don't eat candy corns at all during the rest of the year. But for some reason, around Halloween, I just like candy corns. Much like during Easter. Cadbury eggs are the deal.
Hmm.
But now I'm not a big Halloween fan either. Like I'm in this weird place where I'm like obviously too old to be trick or treating, especially with these clowns out here on these streets.
Mm-hmm. Actual clowns.
Yeah, actual clowns. I don't have kids, so that's not a big thing
that you know of.
That I know of. Might be some out in Okinawa, Japan. Who knows? If you are, konnichiwa. And like I'm kind of past my Halloween party phase. Like I'd say like about 10 years ago, like I was big into the Halloween parties for grown folks. But now it's like even that, it's like I'd rather chill at the crib and have a beer too and watch a ball game instead of getting out there with all that foolishness.
Now, do you like passing out candy? Do you get kids to come by the house?
I don't even like passing out candy.
Oh.
Like that's,
damn.
I'm one of the people, like, I mean, it depends. Like, it's a game day decision every year, like, whether I want to participate or not. Some years I have, but other years, I'm that house on the block that got the lights on.
Ooh. So what about this year? You don't know yet?
I don't know yet. It might depend on if I have to work, because that's another factor. Like, if I spend all day at the job, because by the time I get home from work, it should be like right around the time when trick-or-treating is starting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I ain't got time to deal with you. So, yeah. That's the lesson for this week. For all the kids out there listening, first of all, I hope you got your parents' permission. Second of all, you come to my house, it's a 50-50 shot.
Such is life. Life is 50-50.
Everything but Marcus's football picks are 50-50.
Ooh, it's like, that's a 20-80.
Yeah, Marcus, I think we're going to have some fun this week. We're going to talk some football, obviously, maybe get into a little baseball as the World Series is ongoing. But there was something that you said off air that you wanted to bring up and get into off the top.
Yeah, so as I do, I usually have a beverage when I record the show. Today would be coffee. And I usually have something on the Apple TV in the background. And normally it's wrestling. 90% of the time it's WCW. But today I fired up YouTube and I was going through my subscribe channels and I forgot I had subscribed to a channel that had uploaded all of the old episodes of Ghost Rider.
Wow.
I take it you were a fan of Ghost Rider.
I don't know if I'd go as far as to say fan, but I'm aware of Ghost Rider.
Oh, no, wait. That's the wrong answer. There's only one answer. Yes, I was a fan of Ghost Rider.
For those that are a little bit younger than us, we are saying writer, not Ghost Rider, like not Nicolas Cage.
Yes, Ghost Rider was a PBS show in the 90s. It was on for a few years. It came on like after school time, like, you know, 3, 4 o'clock. And the premise of the show sounds stupid now, but in the 90s it made sense. So basically, you had all these kids in Brooklyn who could see this ghost who communicated through words. And they all solve crimes through this ghost writer.
Yeah, it's a very specific ghost, now that you break down the premise of the show.
Do you think the ghost was white or black? It was Brooklyn, though. So it
was
like
say,
Brooklyn in the 90s. It could be black.
Yeah, ghost was in the hood all the time. And the kids that were on the team, it was like a multicultural team.
Yeah, you had Jamal, so black. You had Lenny, white. You had Alex, who I think was some form of Hispanic. I'm not sure what. His sister, Gabby. You had Tina, who was Asian, the Vietnamese. You had Hector, also Hispanic. So, yeah, you had all the bases covered. This was all
right.
Yeah,
I'm going to say the ghost is Puerto Rican.
Puerto Rican ghost.
Maybe it was an ancestor of Alfredo Torres, friend of the program. No, but then if it was a relative of Torres, it would have been screaming the whole time.
That is true. It'd have been all capital letters.
Jamal, dudes. We gotta get Torres back on the show just to have him holler at you for 15 minutes.
He literally holler at me. So yeah, Ghost Rider was the thing, and the pilot featured Samuel Jackson. He played the father of Jamal. Never to show up again.
I was going to say, never to be seen again.
Which might be a deeper meeting for black families where deadbeat dad just shows up for one episode and bounces.
I was like, Ghost Rider was talking about the crumbling foundation of the black family.
I mean, listen, Jamal lived with his grandmother, correct?
Yeah.
That happens. Father wasn't around. Mother was like, she was like in and out, right? I feel like mom was like, sometimes there, sometimes there. Not there. So, we're bad people. But, and then the grandmother was Marcella Lowry, who you might not know the name, but you've seen the face. Trust me, she's been on every other show. Probably best known for Donovan McNabb's mother.
Yeah, Donovan McNabb's fake mother on the Chunky commercials before they went to his real mom. And then I think she does those Milk of Magnesia commercials.
She does. She does, I think, some type of life insurance commercial as well.
Yeah, yeah.
And she was in City Guys. Another favorite of mine.
So maybe they exist in the same universe, Ghost Rider and City Guys.
Both were New York, right?
She's the crossover. She's the link.
Yeah, she's the link to Wesley Jonathan.
AKA Great Value Nick Cannon.
Man, that is a good point.
Because every time I used to see him on TV shows, I'm like, oh, Nick Cannon got another. Oh, that's Wesley Jonathan.
What is Wesley Jonathan doing these things?
I remember he had that show with, who's the girl that went crazy? The little white girl. Amanda Bynes.
Mm.
They used to have that show, What I Like About You.
Oh, yeah. So it looks like he's been.
That's what Wesley Jonathan texted me.
Not super active in the acting community.
I'm still alive, man.
He was in something called Bad Dad Rehab. Which sounds sketchy.
Was that a sitcom or like a reality show?
I can't even tell. When you put it on the Wikipedia page, it comes up blank. So that's never a good sign.
Like, is he playing a bad dad or is he actually a bad dad?
I don't know. He was in something called Nikki, which is a ABC Family series.
Was that one of the Nikki Cox series? Because she had a little run.
Oh, no. This isn't actually going to be about Nicki Minaj.
Really?
The show never happened.
It's coming up? Or,
no. It looks, filming was postponed in October of this year. But the story was on Nikki's family's immigration from Trinidad to Queens when she was a teenager. Or a preteen.
And so it's like that's like a combination between Blackish and Fresh Off the Boat.
Yes, and this is how old we're getting. Wesley Jonathan was going to play Nikki's father in the show.
Wow! So. not even like the husband or whatever. Well, and, she doesn't have a husband.
And the mother, get this, the mother was going to be Solita Ebanks.
Wow!
That's it's not bad, Mom.
Would Nikki been playing Nikki?
No, Nikki. It looks like Nikki doesn't have a role in the show.
Probably, I'm sure she would have found
probably for the best if it's ABC Family. You probably don't want Nicki Minaj on the show in real life. She's an executive producer, though.
Yeah, she would have found some way in the show. Like a little cameo, like a Hitchcock cameo.
Or her music, maybe.
Yeah. Oh, so Nikki is, they stopped production.
Stop production. Never a good sign.
Keep your head up, Wesley Jonathan.
Let's see. And Nikki's been postponed.
Now, when you said Nikki, I thought it was one of them Nikki Cox shows. Remember, she had like a little run where she was the hot chick for all the networks.
Yeah.
And like she had about four shows or five shows that all lasted one season.
Nikki said a lot of things were happening at the same time, and creatively, we wanted to make some changes with the pilot. So I hope Wesley Jonathan doesn't lose his job now. I hope he wasn't the creative change.
She's like, you know what? We can afford the real Nick Cannon. Damn. So Ghost Rider was the catalyst for all this.
It all goes back to Ghost Rider.
Only thing I remember from Ghost Rider, besides like the team and the premise and the theme song, was the dude that was like a villain slash friend to the team. The black dude that was like the cartoonist or whatever.
Oh, man.
And he was like a little too old. Like, he wasn't an old man, but he was just like a little too old.
He was like in his 20s. Like,
yeah. Like the team is like 14, 15 or whatever. And he's like just a little too old to be hanging out with these kids.
He was a comic book artist, right?
Yeah.
Manny Dykes.
Yeah, Manny.
Hood Man.
Oh. Yeah, because like he started off as a bad guy.
Yeah.
And then he ended up being like a friend to the team. Yeah.
This is probably the blackest PBS show ever. When you have a cartoon character named Hood Man.
Oh, yeah. Ghost Rider, not a bad show. Not the more
Stoop,
we talk about it.
And Stoop Dude, that was his alias.
Stoop Dude, yeah. Yeah, surprised he didn't have a sidekick named Quarter Water.
That was the highlight of his acting career. He had some Law & Order cameos.
As Stoop Dude?
No.
He went from drawing Hood Man to playing a man in the hood.
Yeah. His name is Mike Jefferson.
Man, So he's still around, though, isn't he?
He hasn't acted, it looks like, and...
As long as he's not dead, like, his career is just kind of comatose.
No, I think he's alive, but 2001 is the last IMDb credit for him.
Damn.
Yeah, so he might as well. stoop dude.
Man, so if you anybody out there knows the whereabouts of Manny, let us know. And we probably won't talk to him because we still ain't talked to Phil Lamar.
I know.
Not Phil Lamar.
Phil Moore.
Phil Lamar's the dude that does all the voices.
We know his whereabouts. We just haven't.
Yeah.
Haven't delivered.
Oh, man. But you know what, Marcus? I mean, I would have a bone to pick with you on Phil Moore, but there's a more pressing concern from this past week that I have an issue with.
Uh-oh.
That you started last week.
Oh, no.
Because of one of your musical choices in the first segment, obviously when I go back and edit, I pick out the music and throw the music in so we can go to breaks and stuff. And I had to go and find your Creed song, since that was a big part of the conversation.
This week can be the Ghost Rider theme song. But go on.
If I haven't already played it.
Yeah.
But I was looking up the thing, and then, you know, YouTube gives you a suggestion for videos that are similar or in the same genre. Mm-hmm. And so I started going down the rabbit hole of 90s alternative.
Oh.
And I'm hearing the Cardigans and Candlebox. And I got into a real big stretch on Garbage. Like, Garbage had a bunch of hits, man.
They did.
Whatever happened to Garbage?
Garbage is semi-around. I think they're still performing.
And then, you know, once you go to Garbage, the next thing they're going to show you on YouTube is damn Cranberries.
No.
So now I'm listening to the Cranberries.
Zombie
and Linger.
Oh.
Like... And this is all stuff that's bringing me back to my radio DJing days when I was in college. That was like 96, which is like the peak of random ass alternative music. It's like you got like poppy stuff, like the Cardigans, but then you also got like super dark stuff, and then you got like stuff that's influenced by hip hop, and then you got your man Marilyn Manson out there. It's like a weird, weird time. 90s were a weird time for rock.
Your corn and Limp Bizkit.
You got a Smash Mouth.
Oh, God. Yeah.
You got don't forget Sugar Ray.
I had that album.
The Sugar Ray album?
Oh, I had a lot of these albums, but in particular, I had Sugar Ray.
I can't front them. Sugar Ray tricked me. Sugar Ray tricked me because, A, they had like the black dude that was like real prominent in the videos, but never really did anything on the record.
Mm-hmm.
But then, in B, on that phone they had, like, Supercat did, like, the little break in the middle.
That's right.
And I was like, oh, shit, these dudes they're like rock dudes, but they got, like, this hood Jamaican feel. Like, these guys are going to be great. And then I bought the Sugar Ray record. I was like, it wasn't bad, but it just wasn't what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, that was the Florida album. That was 97, so we had almost 20 years.
Right. And that dude's, like, what is he, host Access Hollywood or something?
Robert Graff, yeah.
One of those. Yeah. So yeah, Marcus, you got me in because I was on Spotify and all of a sudden, you know, I guess things are tied together. So because I was looking up stuff on YouTube, Spotify gave me suggestions. And it's like, hey, we got the best of Garbage. I'm like, you know what? Don't mind if I do.
Shirley Manson.
Now I'm listening to I'm Only Happy When It Rains.
Oh. 90s rock. It's up there. It's if you're going to take out different sections of music, like hip hop from, I guess, a similar time, the 90s.
I think like 90s in general.
90s music.
Hip hop, rock, like, yeah. 90s music is very distinctive. Like, not that, you know, 70s and 80s music isn't, but I feel like 90s music could only be made in the 90s.
Even your pop music. I mean, yeah. Your NSYNCs, your Bad Street Boys.
Britney.
Your Britneys, your Aguileras. You don't. I haven't seen that in 2000s where you've had such distinct sounds within music and also artists that really took off. I mean, I'm trying to think, 2000. If you look back at 2000s, who would you remember in terms of music? Like, who stands out?
I mean, 2000s, you're probably talking like mostly hip hop. Because that's when you get your, I guess your post Biggie and Pac, you got Jay.
Yeah.
You got like Kanye coming down a little bit later. Like it's like rock music is not.
Rock music died.
Rock music, pop music is pretty much turned into hip hop. Like the hip hop has kind of infected everything.
Yeah.
Who would have thought? Remember rapping Duke? Da-ha, da-ha. Who ever thought the hip-hop would take it this far? But now, real quick, speaking on that, Jamie on the last Mr. Throwback Thursday was talking about a 90s music festival he went to, or a concert.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like Kid and Play, Salt and Pepper, Vanilla Ice was the headliner, Coolio was there, and All for One was there.
I swear. They did one song and left. They only had one song.
Well, he said they had two because they had I Swear, and then they had it was another one. They got one more hit. But Jamie was like, they started with whatever the other hit was. They ended with I Swear, but in the middle they did like a medley of other R&B groups or groups of that genre from the 90s, mm-hmm. and just put their own name and stuff.
They did
Motown Philly, and they were like, All for One is going strong.
Oh, no.
Like, come on, man. Nah, bro. So I think you said it was called the I Love the 90s Fest.
Yeah, I've seen it advertised. I think they've already come to L.A.
Oh, you didn't go?
No.
You didn't jump on that, man?
No.
That Vanilla Ice Hotness?
Hell no. Coolio, by the way, who was in court out here this week.
Like recently?
Yeah, like this week.
What'd he do?
Gun charge.
Damn, Coolio.
He, let's see. Pleaded guilty. But no jail time. 3 years probation, 45
days. I Can Love You Like That. Service. That's the song they had.
Oh, okay. He got yanked off a plane in September. After they found a gun in his bag.
Damn, Coolio. And he's cut the braids, hasn't he?
No.
Oh, he still got them?
He showed up to court with the braids.
Come on, Coolio.
And he has a hat, like a fedora that he wears with cutouts to support the braids, so the braids stick out of the hat.
Yeah, because I'd imagine, he's getting up to his... And braids is probably, they need some support.
Here's the end of the TMZ story. But it wasn't all bad news in court. Before ending this hearing, the judge turned to the rapper and told him, quote, "You've got a different little hairstyle. It suits you."
Wow. So this is the one judge in America that's never heard of Coolio.
Yeah.
Coolio, by the way, is 53.
Damn. He's like the R-Truth of rappers. Like, I don't see 53 in Coolio. But he's been around forever.
Oh no, Coolio. I'm looking at the picture right now.
Yeah, a hot mess.
Come on, man. Like, he's got the... It's like George Jefferson getting the Coolio hairstyle. Because he's, like, kind of bald in the middle. Uh-huh. He's got the... like, the sprouts on either side, like a black pippet longstocking. Come on. Coolio, give it up, man. That just made me sad. He looks like Lovie Smith trying to wear a Coolio costume.
That should be at least worth like one night in jail for the hair alone. Like, you're gonna wear your hair like this to court? Contempt right. Court. You're going to jail.
Like, I can understand like if he's doing shows, if he had like a hat made up with Coolio, like kind of like Kane in wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
He's got like the mask with the hair on it. But, no, you can't just be walking around in your regular life, and especially in the court of law, looking like that, man.
Yeah.
Right. He should be thrown out for that one.
Hard time, sure. For Coolio. Who, I guess, is a good chef.
Yeah, he does a lot of reality shows. And I know he's done some stuff with the Food Network.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he can make up a good batch of swole when he's next time he's in jail.
Oh, man.
And I think like maybe 30% of our audience is laughing at that. The other 30% is like, huh?
Yeah. Well,
so look it up.
Look it up or
go to jail.
That's it.
Let's go from a talk of prison cuisine, Marcus, to talk of Major League Baseball real quick. There's no real transition from there. I was trying to think of something. I'm full disclosure, I'm just thinking of all the songs we can go out to in this segment. Like, we can go out to Coolio, 1, 2, 3, 4. Coolio, I'll see you when you get there. Gangsta's Paradise.
You're almost out of Coolio hits now.
Yeah, I'm getting close. Fantastic Voyage. I think there's one more hit on the Coolio resume. I can't think of it though.
Yeah.
You got. Yeah. Cool. Well, actually, like, he had a good stretch though. Like, it wasn't a long stretch, but he had like a good 2-year run.
He was also in that 90s, you know, when everyone had hits.
Yeah.
He was in the middle of it.
Yeah. Music in general. Like, the music business in general seemed like it was on a run back then. Like, the damn Spice Girls had hits, man. Hits on hits.
Yeah.
And they try to get back together, too. I saw that this week.
That's okay.
Like, come on, man.
Don't need that.
And you know the only smart one that's like, nah, I don't even need that, is David Beckham's wife.
Oh, Victoria?
Yeah, I mean, they asked her, she's like, for what?
For who? For who? For what?
But yeah, let's get to this World Series, Marcus. Maybe the... I don't know how you want to frame this. You're the baseball guy. In terms of historical context, is this the all-time underdog World Series despite this being two great teams?
I think so. I mean, you have one team that hasn't won since 08, 1908, and another team that hasn't won since 1948.
Not 2008.
Yeah. So between the two of them, that's like 100 and what? 70 years of nothing. So, yeah, Cubs, Indians. It's the one surprising thing to me has been the ratings. The ratings have done well for this series. This, I shouldn't be surprised because the Cubs are such a crossover national team.
So, like, you knew Chicago could pull in the ratings, but you know, the Cleveland part, I think, is a surprising aspect.
Yeah, they're doing better than some of the average football ratings that are taking place. So maybe the cap effect is real. But have you watched any of the first couple of games?
I have. Like, I've actually been really invested in this World Series. And part of it is because, you know, you talk about those two teams and those two cities. But also because, like, I just love postseason baseball. And as we're recording this, it's all tied up, 1-1, and game 3 is going to take place in a couple hours. So who knows, man? They've got games on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So by the time you guys are actually hearing the show, it could be all over.
The one thing I don't like is the games are too slow. It shouldn't take 4 hours to play 9 innings.
No.
It's Well, Sunday night, they finished the entire football game in the time it took to finish the World Series. And the football game started 30 minutes after the World Series. It's just too slow.
I got to say, though, that football game is terrible.
That's been the common theme about football this year.
Football this year. It used to be just the Thursday night games were bad. Now the Sunday night games are bad, too.
And Monday.
Yeah. And the only good football games are on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah. Yeah, that Arizona-Seattle game. Woo. Man. 6-6 tie.
Yeah.
That'll put butts in the seats.
Thanks, Goodell. And you want to say Colin Kaepernick's the reason you're losing ratings.
Yeah.
But back to this World Series, Marcus, they've got the next three games at Wrigley Field, or Wrigleyville, as your man for the Marlins back in the day would say. Was that Juan Pierre? With the rap at the championship celebration?
Oh, I forgot about that. I'm not sure who that was.
Still, one of my favorite moments in sports, because ESPN had it, and they're like, I think it was Juan Pierre. He's up on stage, like, and then we went to Wrigley Field. I got that Wrigley Field. And Dontrell Willis is like twerking behind him. And then they come back to ESPN, they come back to Sports Center, and Dan Patrick's like, I'm feeling that. Are my shiznicks tight?
Oh, boy.
It's like, yeah. Like, that. But no, they've got three games in Wrigley, at Wrigley. Do you think this gets back to Cleveland, Marcus?
I think so. I can't see Chicago taking all three, especially with Corey Kluber pitching game four, who the Cubs had no answers for. So I think it goes back to Cleveland for at least a game six.
Yeah, my prediction all along was Cubs in six. So hopefully that'll cheer up Jermaine, and he can get on with his life, like, and everybody else in Chicago can get on with their lives and leave that poor Steve Ballmer alone.
Now, if they don't win,
how miserable is Chicago going to be?
Well, it could go one of two ways. One way it could be they're woe is me, but on the other hand, the big monkey of getting into World Series is off their back. What is the smaller monkey compared to winning the title? Yeah. But one monkey's off their back.
They got a young team, too.
Yeah, so maybe it's just like, you know what? We made it this far. There's always next year. Which has been the motto for 108 years now. But,
but yeah, man, now you can't keep bringing out all these octogenarians and all these elderly people and just bring them out to the stadium in this adverse weather. No, man. Like, I want Chicago to win just because I want these old people to die happy, die in peace. Because it's coming. It's coming. It's happening.
Yeah, that's been the theme. Oh, so-and-so was alive. Man, all right. Got it. Got it. They're old.
And Fox, like, I think that whole opening segment in game one was about all the old people in Cleveland and Chicago. Mm. But at least the old people in Cleveland were, like, in their 60s and 70s and 80s. The old people in Chicago were, like, in their 90s.
Whew. That's a long time.
It's like, I don't want to be that guy, but this might be your last World Series.
In general, in life.
Win, lose, or draw.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think Chicago gets in a six because I do think Cleveland wins, again, when Kluber takes the mound because... Like you said, they had no answer for him. They had no answer for Miller. They looked very ineffective. But by the same token, I don't think that Cleveland's going to be able to keep those Cubs bats quiet, you know, for three more games and come back and win the series.
Real quick, we didn't touch on
that. That's funny right there, Marcus, because, you know, I just said come back and win the series. Like, it's tied.
Yeah, it's tied.
But it seems like, I don't know how you feel, but it feels like Chicago's got the momentum.
I think this is the most recent game. I mean, they did get shut out in game one, so I don't know. I think they get it because they're going back home, so yeah, they probably do.
Yeah.
We didn't mention Josh Brown on the show last week. The Giants kicker who was cut, but for more domestic abuse allegations coming out against him. But I am curious to see what happens with the Cubs and Roach Chapman, who, similar situation, but not exactly the same, because from what we know, there's only one incident with Josh Brown. There was multiple incidents, but still one is enough. And the Cubs traded for this guy who, in the offseason, had a domestic violence incident that took place. And if the Cubs win the World Series, he will be most likely the guy getting the final out. I guess if they win at home, if they sweep at home. But it seems like, you know, you have Josh Brown who, and rightfully so, should have been cut, and was so, but Aroldis Chapman is set to cash in this offseason as a free agent. And it's just kind of interesting. And it just goes back to the whole Ray Rice situation where what happened with Ray Rice happened in part A because there was video And B, the second part of that, of him not finding another job, is because he wasn't very good. And if he was still good at his job, he would have found a second home and a second chance. And I think with Chapman, yes, there was no charges filed and nothing to come of that, but it hasn't really hurt him, and I don't think it will hurt him this offseason.
No, and it goes back to your value versus the trouble that you caused the team. You know, like you said with Ray Rice, like he was diminished, so it's easier for teams to be like, you know what, we don't want those locker room problems or those headaches with the community, which meant Greg Hardy. Like, if Greg Hardy were not such an idiot, he'd find a team. Like, that's the rare case where the talent is not, you know, letting him back on the field. Because if he wasn't as adamant about who he is and what he is, I don't even think it's the domestic violence stuff. I think it's more teams looking at how he treated the coaches and his teammates.
Yeah.
They're like, nah, we don't want that dude. But with Chapman, yeah, Duke, as long as Duke can throw 100 miles an hour, somebody will have a spot for him. You know, it'd be one thing if he were up there like your man Charlie Huff, just knuckleballing his way to save after save. You know, he might be expendable. But because of what he can do and the position that he plays, and the value of somebody that can come in and close out a game, somebody will have a spot for him, especially, you know, coming off of a title if they win this World Series.
And I wonder, like, what kind of crime would he have to commit to not get a job?
Yeah, it might be murder. Like, that might be the threshold. Murder or, like, something involving kids.
No, Peterson came back. I mean,
well, I was just going to say, like, Adrian Peterson lost the season. All he did was spank his kids or, you know, whoop his kids. I'm talking about, like, if – and that wasn't Adrian Peterson actively trying to, you know – he was trying to discipline his son.
But he wasn't just abusing him as –
right.
Just on principle, yeah.
Right. But I think, like, if Chapman or any player was caught, like, physically or sexually abusing kids, like, that's –
yeah, that's a whole separate category. But, just, you know, if the Chapman stuff was caught on video
– yeah, that too.
I know. I still think he'd be playing. He'd be playing now. He would serve.
I think if they caught him on video, he'd still be playing.
Oh yeah, I think he would have a longer suspension than he did.
Right.
He had 30 games that he missed to start the season, so I could see him missing, say, like 100 games. But would that prevent a team from using him? No, I don't think so.
No, not at all. So, sports, everybody, hooray!
Yeah. That was a downer, but
yeah.
So in case you're deciding who to root for, you have the Cubs, who have Chapman, and you have the Indians, who have a racist Loda. So, yay baseball!
Poor Chief Wahoo.
Yeah, that I find, you know, the logo is one thing, but the people who dress up as the logo,
yeah,
that's yeah. It's like, come on.
You know what, though? I think Cleveland should lose just because they haven't embraced Wesley Snipes.
Has he wanted to be embraced by?
I don't know if he wants to be embraced by Cleveland, but they should at least throw the offer out to the man. It's Willie Mays Hayes.
Well,
the real Willie Mays Hayes, not your man Omar Epps.
They declined Charlie Sheen, at least. So they're keeping their distance from him for good reason.
They could talk to Serrano. Like, Serrano ain't ever hurt nobody.
That's true.
And he's selling, like, life insurance now, or home insurance.
Well, he would have to bring Jobu, right?
Yeah, you have to bring Jobu. And, if they really wanted to tie this into, you know, the nation and everybody getting along together, they'd have Dennis Haysbert and the white dude that played the Christian dude, the crafty old pitcher.
Oh, yeah, you're talking about, yeah.
They'd have them throw out the first pitch together.
Oh, Haysbert says he wants no part of Jobu in real life. Yeah. I believe that kind of stuff, words and voodoo and all of that, is a practiced religion. And I really don't need those kind of symbols. It's probably better not to have it for me. That's my take on it. I'll just let that be.
Hey, that's like I wanted to say something similar to that earlier when we talked about Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
But for people that don't know, like black folks, that we
We don't really get down with Halloween.
The only black folks that mess with stuff like that are the ones that mess with stuff like that.
Yeah,
that practice things of that nature. But most black folks, nah, man. I don't need that in my life. So I don't have any problem with Dennis Haysbert being like, nah, that was a movie role.
Yeah, that's not me.
See, there we found a way to make things happen again. After Marcus tried to bring us down with his talk of domestic violence.
Fats only. So let's get out of this segment.
Yeah, let's get out of this segment because much like Lynn Marcus, you can't steal my sunshine.
Oh, snap. That's their song.
That's the song. So, you guys, enjoy this great 90s musical break, and we'll be back on the other side talking football. We've got our picks challenge, black quarterback rankings, and who knows, whatever else pops up in the world of the National Football League. So don't go anywhere. We got more Kings of Sport right after this. Got an opinion you want to share with the Kings? Well, have your say in one of three different ways. Visit Facebook.com/TheKingsOfSport. Email us at TheKingsOfSport@gmail.com and hit us up at CosPod on Twitter. Time to talk about the sport of kings with the Kings of Sport. It's your pigskin preview, your gridiron gab fest, and your weekly football focus. It's time for Second Down on the Kings of Sport.
It's the sport of kings, better than nodding rings. That's why we're here to sing football. Sunday in the snow. Referees, whistle blows, weekend warriors toe-to-toe, football.
The old-timers, do you remember the names like Bronco Nagurski and Night Train Lane?
And welcome back to the Kings of Sport. I don't know where I was going with that, Marcus. That 90s music still got me wrapped up, man.
Focus, man, focus.
It's hard to focus, man, when you got... Smashing Pumpkins in your ear, man. Well, did they have that song? I used to be a little boy. Was that Smashing Pumpkins?
Yep.
The killer in me is the killer in you.
That's what Jesse Carter's listening to right now.
Oh, keep your head up, TNA. At least till Monday.
Happy Halloween, TNA.
Yeah. But let's talk about something that is actually happy, and that's the National Football League. We are here in Second Down, our weekly football segment, powered by Place to Be Nation. PlaceToBeNation.com is your one-stop spot for the latest and greatest articles, opinions, podcasts, and columns, which I guess will be articles, about the world of sports.
Same thing.
Yeah, similar. But yeah, check them out. Speaking of columns, We need to holler at the friend of the program, Mark Spears, maybe when you get back from vacation. Because his column about the white basketball player.
Oh, yes.
That was some good reading.
We should probably do a white power rankings.
At some white point. Basketball player power rankings?
Yeah.
J.J. Redick at the top?
I don't think so.
Because we're only counting white Americans.
White right? Americans.
The Euros don't count.
Would it be Redick? I mean, Ryan Anderson's up there.
Yeah. Kevin Love. What? Kevin Love.
Kevin Love. He should be up there. He's had a title now.
Yeah. But I feel like Kevin Love would be the equivalent of Cam Newton in our quarterback poll. Like, he should be at the top, but he's going to find a way to slide down.
Yeah.
So, you got that to look forward to, maybe, possibly. But yeah, PlaceToBeNation.com. You're down with the Kings. They're down with the Kings. So get down with PlaceToBeNation.com. And Marcus, it is now time for our weekly picks challenge, where you and I pick 5 games every week, 4 on Sunday, and then the Monday night game against the spread. And we see which king is the master prognosticator. So going into this week's action, where do we stand, brother?
Going into, or just prior to this week, you were kicking my ass. It was, you were 15-13-2. I was 7-21-2. And week 7, Nate, you went 1-4. So my Jedi mind trips starting to work. I only went 2-3, but I threw you off. So that is a victory for me.
Yeah, man. Those Atlanta, I think, is going to be the stumbling block for me on these picks.
Gotta let them go, man. So for the season now, I am now 9-24-2. Nate, you are 16-17-2.
So I had one brief week above 500 and then dipped right back down.
Yeah, but you're still 7 games up on me.
All right, so yeah, this is going to be a good week. I feel it. I feel it in my bones. This is going to be a good week of predictions for me. So let's start with a game that if you were putting this on the schedule last year, people would say, man, this is going to be the game of the week. Now, not so much. And that's the Arizona Cardinals taking on the Carolina Panthers.
Fresh off that 6-6 tie. Panthers -3. Which says a lot about the Cardinals.
Yeah. Are you still doing your system this week?
Yes, it got me 2 wins, so...
Stick with what brought you to the dance.
Yeah.
All right, Marcus, I'll let you go first since you had the better week last week. Who do you got, Cardinals or the Panthers?
Panthers.
You going with the Panthers? I am too. I'm just...
It's off a bye week. They really... I mean, it's probably too late regardless, but they need a win.
Yeah, they need a win, and I'm not... buying the Cardinals offense, and even though Carolina lost, like they put up points in that last game. So
against who? Shoddy Falcons defense.
Hey, you know, Atlanta likes to make people feel like they're part of the game.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going with Carolina as well. Next up, Marcus, you want to talk about Shoddy?
Oh no.
This game. Has Shoddy written all over it.
It does.
As your J-E-T-S Jets take on Cleveland in a game that feels like punishment. Like this is the universe balancing the scales for the Indians getting to the World Series.
The best 2-5 team in the league, your Jets. favorite by 3.
And is Fitzpatrick back in the starting lineup this week? Or
he is. Geno's done for the year. So.
But Geno's done for the year. Even though Fitzpatrick, what did he come out last week? It's hard to work in a place where you don't feel like people want you to succeed or something like that.
Yeah, he called out management, called out coaches.
Why don't you call out yourself, Ryan Fitzpatrick? Was he at 10 interceptions on the season?
Oh, 10 seems low. Let me see. 11 and 5 fumbles.
Wow. Yeah. Why don't you call out yourself, sir?
Yeah, that's not very good.
Why do you think they haven't gone to, obviously they can't go to Geno anymore, but why do you think they haven't gone to any of the other, the younger quarterbacks on the roster, just to see what you got?
Bryce Petty had some injuries that he had.
Dude, like that's your favorite quarterback going forward, I believe.
Yep. Petty. And Christian Hackenberg is still a long way from being ready, I think.
He seems like a project.
Yeah, he's a long-term option. So I think...
So Fitzpatrick is still the best you got?
Yeah, he's... Yeah. Listen, when he came in, he was fine last Sunday. I don't know. The issue with Fitzpatrick seems to be when he gets down to the red zone. It's, you know, getting to the 20s, fine, but for whatever reason, and despite having a target in Brandon Marshall, he just can't get the ball into the end zone.
You talking about like the one area, the one part of the field where you can least afford to have turnovers, that seems to be where he has turnovers.
Yeah. I mean, it'd be better if you just set up for field goals and not turn the ball over, but...
Right. Maybe that's what they'll do. They won't even try for touchdown. They'll be like, as soon as we get in field goal range, all right, kicker.
Oh, quick side note of politics. Have you seen this Clinton stuff?
No, what's going on with Hillary?
The FBI will reopen its investigation into Hillary Clinton's private email server after learning of the, quote, existence of emails that appear to be pertinent to the investigation. Ooh, boy. It's going to be a fun final week, Nate.
See? If y'all would have just let Obama have 4 more years, we wouldn't have had to deal with all this.
Oh, man. This is how the comeback starts, Nate. The impossible will happen at this rate.
Yep. So get ready for President Trump.
Oh, could you imagine?
And we'll be broadcasting the Kings of Sport live from Mexico.
I prefer Toronto.
Come on, he's not going to let brown people go up north.
Not his choice. I can find a job.
you severely underestimate Fidel Trump. Oh. He's like, all right, white foreigners to the north, black and brown foreigners to the south.
Oh.
So I hope you better... Brush up on your Spanish, amigo.
Well, why don't you go to, like, the Caribbean?
That is true, yeah. It's not a bad option. But you know what is a bad option, Marcus?
What's that?
These two teams.
Yes.
So we talked about domestic violence earlier. I think, like, you're in an abusive relationship with the Jets.
And the Rams.
They do just enough to give you a sliver of hope, and then they take it away. Because you came in this year thinking they were going to be kind of decent, didn't you?
I did, but I knew their schedule was kind of brutal to start. So I wasn't expecting 2-5, but I also wasn't expecting them to start 5-2. And the scary part is they haven't played the Patriots yet.
Yeah, man. That's going to be brutal. What's the spread on this Cleveland game?
Jets -3.
You know what? Give me the Browns. Because much like... the Jets management, apparently, I'm not supporting your man Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Give me the Browns as well.
Let's see. Oh, up next, we talked about Marcus's team. Let's talk about my team. No, let's talk about America's team, trying to rebound, the Atlanta Falcons. Hosting the Green Bay Packers at the Dome. What is the spread for this this battle of NFC powerhouses?
It is Falcons -3.
Falcons -3. I went first last time, so I'll let you go first on this one when we get who's running the ball for Green Bay? Is it still going to be Montgomery this week?
Montgomery.
Or? Okay. I think I scooped Montgomery up in the Mr. Throwback Thursday Fantasy Football League. Like, that's a great play. For,
he's not receiver eligible. I mean, running back eligible yet.
Well, see, that's the thing. And I think in CBS, they've got him listed as both.
Okay.
Which helped me out because I dropped, somebody dropped Doug Martin. And I was like, you know what, let's just take a flyer. But in order to do that, I'd drop a receiver. And then I was like, I need another receiver. So I picked up Montgomery because he's like receiver and running back eligible. Like I made some big moves this week with the Throwback Thursday League. I don't have to make that many moves in our fantasy football league because I think I'm still like in the top two or three.
I think so. I'm a game behind you.
Yeah, and your man lost again this week. He was projected to win, but he ended up losing.
Franchise?
Yeah.
Or the kingdom? Or?
Yeah. It's all because you won't trade him Tom Brady, Marcus.
Once a week, I get an offer about Tom Brady.
Are you starting Brady?
Yes.
Okay, I was going to say, because it would truly be petty. If
I didn't start him, just benched him.
Like, not only hurting your team by costing your team points, but hurting the franchise.
That's not a bad idea. I think Stafford's my backup. I could win with Stafford.
Yeah, you could, though. Stafford's having a good season. Like, you know how they Yahoo gives you those Ford medals?
Mm-hmm.
Like, depending on things you do with the league. Like, if you bench Brady just to spite franchise, you get, like, the Ford Tough Pettiness Award. Like, this dude sure is petty.
Yeah, I'm one game behind you, but I'm three spots in the standings somehow. So.
Okay. It's a pretty balanced league this year.
Yeah.
Like, I was on Mike Mills' show the other day, Booking the Territory, and I was giving him crap for his performance this year. Because, you know, last year he came out and had a really good season. I think he ended up, not in the championship game, but he made the semifinals. Like, he had a really good season last year. But this year he's like, man, that auto draft gets you every time.
Excuses.
So, what would you expect from a Saints fan?
Yeah. Oh.
So, who knows? We might hear from Mike next week on this very show, so he can defend himself and his team. But you said, what was the spread again for Atlanta-Green Bay?
Falcons -3.
Okay. So, are you going to go with America's team, Marcus, or are you going to go with the team with the quarterback to call Brett Favre grandpa, allegedly?
I'm done with the Falcons.
This is a tough one for me, Marcus. Because the last couple weeks I've gone with Atlanta, and I don't think they've served me well.
They have not.
So, and also, the last 2 weeks I've picked the Falcons, they've lost, I believe.
That is true.
So, if I pick against the Falcons, will that make the Falcons win? That's the logic I'm going with. So, I'm going to go with the Packers, hoping that the Falcons win.
All right.
Up next, as Marcus has an episode of Cops going on in his background.
It was a dog upset at your pick.
That was a dog?
Yeah.
That dog sounded like a siren. Up next, speaking of dogs, I'm trying to think of where I can go with that. Neither team's really a dog, but that Denver offense is terrible. But you got a classic AFC West rivalry, the Superchargers versus the Broncos. What's the spread on this one, Marcus?
Broncos -4.5.
I think every time I pick the Chargers this year, they've done right by me. So, give me the Chargers again.
Give me the Broncos.
Okay, now we start to have some different picks. And finally, our Monday night football game, which will probably end up being terrible. The Minnesota Vikings, fresh off their first loss, taking on the Chicago Bears, Marcus Vandenberg, what is the spread?
Minnesota minus 4.5.
Okay, okay. What do you make of Minnesota, Marcus? Do you think that Philly game was the Vikings kind of coming back to earth and that's who they really are, or was that just a blip?
No, I think just a bad game. And by bad game, I just mean Bradford is really bad.
Yeah, and that's the first time really all year he's faced that type of pressure.
Yeah, I mean, he had no turnovers coming into that game, so.
Yeah. And I don't think Chicago's going to pressure him like Philly did.
No.
So, speaking of somebody that has Chicago defense in one of their fantasy leagues, give me the Vikings on a bounce back.
Same. Give me the Vikings. Good thing is there's no baseball that night, so people in Chicago will actually maybe watch this game.
Maybe a good thing for them, but not a good thing for us. That gives me less options.
Yeah.
I'm either stuck watching this or Raw.
Oof. Good luck.
Speaking of good luck, man, send my heartfelt appreciation and condolences to your mystery friend.
Oh, yes, I will.
Speaking of friends, how many of us have them? I think it's time for the Black Quarterback Power Rankings, Marcus.
We're back for another week, and
we're black for another week.
Oh,
man! Every time we start this segment, it's bad news because last week we had the good fortune of welcoming Colin Kaepernick back into the rankings, and this week we got to say goodbye to Geno Smith.
Maybe forever.
Forever.
I don't see him getting a starting job next year, do you?
No, you saying forever. Like, this man will never start the NFL again.
Wouldn't that surprise me?
Like, injuries happen, Marcus.
He's not very good.
He's going to wind up on somebody's roster. Somebody's going to get hurt because that's what happens every season. Somebody's going to get suspended for deflating the football. And Geno Smith is going to get a shot. I'm not saying he's going to be a 10, 15 game starter, 16 game starter. But he'll get a spot start here and there.
He's now going to be a homeless Tavares Jackson.
Plus, like some coach always is out there that's like, I can fix this guy.
He's not worth fixing.
Hey, I was going to make a social commentary right there, but I think I'm going to stop. Discretion sometimes is a better part of valor. I don't want to upset what little contingent of female listeners we may have.
Oh. Come on, don't do that.
Especially on the eve of the Gilmore Girls comeback.
Less than 1 month to go. Full review coming to the podcast next month.
Yeah, I think I might go on vacation then.
All right.
Have you finished Luke Cage yet?
No, I'm going to have some time during the vacation, though.
Okay.
Power through some stuff.
Yeah. By the way, Luke Cage, Always Forward Podcast, episode one, the official first episode with Brother Jamie from Mr. Throwback Thursday, comes out this Tuesday, kids. So be sure to check that out with me and Ethan.
Did you make iTunes yet? Let me check.
Yeah, we made iTunes and Stitcher within the last couple of days, I think.
Yeah, you're right now.
So, yeah, go and make sure you subscribe and give us some ratings. I don't care if you give us a one-star rating. Give us some ratings and then let us know how you like the show.
All right, there it is.
Who knows? Maybe
subscribed.
Maybe we'll have Marcus on one of these days. Depends on his enjoyment of the show.
Two for two, just a matter of finding the time to watch.
All right, so Black Quarterback Power Rankings. Marcus Vandenberg. Do you have the rankings from last week? Because I'm trying to find them on my computer.
I don't. Cap was last.
Cap was last.
Dak
I know
was first.
That, yeah.
It was Dak, Russell.
Because Cam slid down.
Yeah, Dak, Russell, Jameis, Cam.
Tyrod.
Oh, maybe. No, it was Tyrod ahead of.
Tyrod ahead of Cam and then Jameis behind Cam.
Yes. And then Cap, six.
Okay. And I guess this week we can add Gino for 1 week.
Yeah, you start technically, so for 1 week he'll be last.
Poor Gino. Like, his whole Jets career. Do you think he would have had a different career if he went somewhere else, Marcus? Because it's one thing if you're not good, but it's another thing if you're not good and you're also around a whole bunch of dysfunction.
Well, I mean, he had no talent, too, when he was a starter.
Right.
The talent with New York didn't really happen until after.
Was that still one of the LaDainian Tomlinson years when he was still trying to run in New York?
Ooh, I hope not. Let's see, when did LT retire?
Because that was not a pretty sight.
No, LT retired 2011. Gino came around after that.
So Smith was like 12, 13?
13, 14.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think, like, I'm not saying Geno Smith would have been, you know, Tom Brady or even Cam Newton or anybody like that. But I think maybe if he went to a team that was a little bit more structured, he might have had a different career outlook.
I think the biggest knock on Geno, for me at least, was the offense he ran at West Virginia was not a viable pro offense. Yeah, it was more of a, not a gimmick offense, but it's more of a college spread offense. And
yeah,
it's hard for that offense to translate into the NFL. So that was always my worry. I mean, in college, he put up great numbers. I mean, anytime you can complete 71% of your passes in college and have so few interceptions, that's impressive. But
yeah,
a lot of that, you know, it's all screen passes and bubble routes. And, you know, it was really hard to figure out actually how good this dude actually is in a pro system.
Man, I wish the Patriots would have drafted Geno to see what Belichick could have done with him. Plus, sitting behind Brady for a few years.
Yeah,
that might be a different story. But at least Geno Smith got farther along in his NFL career than Pat White. Like, I thought Pat White was going to be a star.
Man, Pat White.
I thought Pat White was going to be the deal back in the day.
Those West Virginia teams, they've been fun for a few years now.
That was a good squad, too, because it was the Pat White squad the squad that had Steve Slayton on it?
Yep, Steve Slayton, man.
Yeah. Damn, Steve Slayton was good for like two seasons.
And he's
kind of
disappeared. Who else was – who was their Tavon came after those guys. Tavon was closer to the Geno Smith era. Tavon and the young man who got shot last year. I'm drawing a blank. He was also a Ram.
Is he still with us?
Yes, Stephen Bailey.
Okay.
Both were West Virginia guys. But yeah, forget about Steve Slayton.
Let's see. Who was the, because wasn't it Steve Slayton? It was Pat White. For some reason, I think like their fullback was good, too. I can't remember who their fullback was.
Pat White also played baseball. He should have probably went that route.
Yeah. Would have had a long career.
Yeah.
Where is Steve Slayton now? Oh, this is a good article. Steve Slayton, one of the most notorious running backs in West Virginia history, was raised in Levittown, Pennsylvania, and is now 30 years of age. Yada, yada, yada. Had a great college career.
Oh, he's on the Argos? Oh, he was in the Argos. He was in the CFL.
Looks like he's a cook now.
Chef Slayton.
Yeah, Chef Slayton. He went to culinary school and is now a chef, and he prepares several meals for his old Houston, Texas teammates.
Interesting.
Slayton is still married to his high school. I don't like the way they phrase this in this article.
Still married?
Which is on Sports Blog. No, not still married, but how they phrase it next. Slayton is still married to his high school lover, Kimberly Sierra, and has two children. Like, high school lover? Like, she can't be his high school girlfriend? Mm. It's like, she was his high school side piece, and he's like, you know what? I'm going to make it right to you. This guy, it's going to piss me off until I figure out who this fullback was. I know his name started with an S. Because this is during the Rich Rodriguez era.
Rich Rod, yes.
So, you can talk about these black
people. Owen Schmidt.
Owen Schmidt, yeah. Yeah, Slayton Schmidt and Pat White. Like, that was a hell of a backfield. Yeah, those teams are fun. That might have been, like, the last time I was actively, like, interested in college football. Like, I still watch it, but the interest level, the passion isn't there anymore.
You know what also hurts that? The lack of video games.
Yeah, you're right.
The NCAA sports franchise helps a lot with college football.
Yeah, because you gotta make the rosters real, so you gotta buy the Street and Smith or whatever, and fill out the rosters with the real players. Like that used to take forever. Like that whole first couple days or week of having a football game, you just filling out
the names and numbers.
And I couldn't just do it for the big schools. I had to do it for like every school.
And then there was some guy who would just do it and upload the file, which was a lot easier.
Yeah, I remember when because this is back probably on PS2. I want to say NCAA 07, because that was the one with Reggie Bush on the cover.
Mm-hmm.
I found this guy that would send you like a memory card with all the rosters of all the teams, and I think he charged like $20, which was like. That was a pretty good deal, because I think a memory card by itself was like 15.
Yeah.
So for $5, he would upload all these rosters for you. And I ended up buying that one year, and it was like the greatest thing ever. Because I could actually just spend the first day when I had the game playing the game instead of getting all the damn rosters.
I missed that series. I think one day it'll come back, hopefully. But
all they got to do is pay the players, man.
Yeah.
Pay what you owe, NCAA. And video game manufacturers?
Never came out on PS4, so I don't have a copy of it. My PS3 is long gone, so.
Yeah, Ben Tate was on that squad? No, he's just on the also search for.
Oh.
I was like, Ben Tate? I thought he went to Auburn. Yes, he did go to Auburn. Want to know who the people that get searched for when you look for Pat White are?
Who?
Owen Schmidt,
mm-hmm.
Ben Tate, Arian Foster, Joe Philbin, Noel Devine.
Joe Philbin.
Pat McAfee.
Oh.
Tavon Austin. Justin Forsett. And Kirby Smart.
That's an interesting list.
Yeah. 6 degrees of Pat White. We're doing a lot of Tangent riding away from these black quarterbacks, Marcus. Were they that bad last week?
Oh yeah, we are talking about black quarterbacks.
That's where everything started, because we were talking about Geno Smith.
Oh, it goes back to Geno. So Panthers had a bye.
Yep.
Seahawks had that ugly game. Yeah.
Yeah, so Russ is not rising.
No, he's not rising. Jameis looked good, but it was the Niners, so I'm not sure how to calculate that one.
Right.
Tyrod was fine. Bills lost. And who am I missing? Oh, Kaepernick. Well, he's already, I mean, he would be at the bottom if it weren't for Geno Smith, so I can't.
Yeah.
Can't drop him much lower, but
no. So it's Geno at the bottom, then Cap.
Yeah.
Cap's
not very good, guys. I hate to break it to you, but he's not a good quarterback.
Wow, that's a pretty strong statement, Marcus Vandenberg.
Well, it's a matter of time before Christian Ponder's going to start for this team. So prepare for it; it's going to happen. Don't be upset. Don't claim racism. No, he's not very good.
Hey, I'm just letting everybody out there know on the internet, Marcus will not claim racism because he's got a respectable job, but I might lead that charge for you for a fee.
Yeah.
I could be the Al Sharpton of black quarterbacks.
Mr. Opportunist, show up when it's you're paid to show up.
Show up in my tracksuit. Mm-hmm. I got to get a perm. I think is Dak Prescott gonna go back to back as the number one quarterback on the list?
Yeah, he also had a bye week, so he's back to back.
Okay, so Dak
good game this week.
Dak, Russ, Tyrod, Cam, Jameis, Cap, and Geno.
Yeah,
that's our list this week. Okay, so it's pretty good, and you know what, Marcus, I'm looking forward to not only more black quarterback discussion next week, but because that'll be fun because you're not going to be here. So I'll see if I can bait our guest host, maybe like Mike Mills or Sierra or Brother Jamie or Dennis Black and Asian might make a triumphant return. See if I can bait them into some black quarterback talk. But you know what, man? I think we're going to take a break now and get ready for segment four, because I'm sure there's a lot of ratchetness you want to talk about this week.
Well, you know, I got a flight coming.
You got a flight coming?
Yeah.
What you trying to say that what you done this week?
I'm done. You know what? Vacation's ready to start.
Wow. So you only going to get a peep or two segments?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Listen, we give you shows week in, week out. Sometimes we gotta take a break.
Okay. So let the people know, Marcus, for those that might be new to the show or those that don't keep up with you on social media. Where are you going? Like long time listeners of the show knows, it's only two places that you ever go. See the Vegas or Disney?
Vegas, Disney, or Toronto.
Right, so you got one out of three choices. So where are you headed this time?
This time it's Disney. And I will be gone all next week, which leads us back to the Halloween costume that I teased off the top. So Halloween, I will be at Disney World doing a special Halloween party at the Magic Kingdom, and I decided to dress up.
Okay.
For Halloween this year, I'm going to be Russell from Up.
I will tell you, Marcus.
Uh-huh.
I had a little bit of a trepidation when you were getting ready to tell us about your Halloween costume.
Why?
Because I knew you and your wife were going to be there, right?
Uh huh.
So I'm thinking of a couple's costume that pertains to Disney. So I'm thinking that y'all are going to be Mickey and Minnie.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody that's seen Mickey Mouse knows he's got like the white gloves. And like he's kind of black, but he's got like the white on his face. And so I was having like an Al Jolson cop moment. You'll be running around like Detective Burger?
Yeah,
Bobby Burger. The Al Jolson cop. Like I'm thinking you and your wife will be walking around Disneyland and Mammy.
No couples outfit. So I'm doing Russell, which.
So what was she dressing up as?
I should know this. Snow White, I think. The outfit's in the bag. I haven't seen it on her, but I know she has
one of the Disney princesses.
Yeah, Pocahontas, Snow White, one of them.
Mulan.
She doesn't listen, so at this point.
Yeah, she's like you're Ryan Fitzpatrick in this analogy, and she's the Jets manager.
She's management. I demand more respect. Hard to do a podcast when you don't have support in the house.
So you're going to be Russell from Up, so you got like the little Boy Scout outfit?
I do, because I was a Boy Scout.
Is this the same outfit?
Well, the outfit that he wears is not a traditional like Boy Scout outfit, so I don't have to squeeze into that thing, but I have to sash that with the badges, the badge sash.
How far did you get as a Boy Scout?
I was Eagle Scout.
Okay.
Finished.
How many times on a weekly basis does your Boy Scout training come into play?
Zero. I don't even have it in my resume anymore. I used to have it in my resume. I don't think I have it on there anymore.
That you're an Eagle Scout?
Yeah.
Then finally you're like, you know what, this hasn't helped me in my career at all?
I don't know if it's not helped me. I mean, sometimes it'll come up in conversation.
There's no network for the Boy Scouts?
There is, but it's such a small, like only 2% of people who got into Scouts finish. So it's a small network. Yeah. And then, you know, 2% of all Scouts, so when you break it down to like Black Eagle Scouts.
You might be like one of a handful.
Me, my father,
Tiger Woods,
some others. Yeah, so that's a small list.
So you're like a legacy Black Eagle Scout.
I am. Second generation.
Oh, why is it taking us this long to figure out this information on the show?
I don't really fuck with the Boy Scouts anymore. I don't really agree if they're...
Oh, because they're gay stuff?
I don't agree with that at all, so...
have we known your affiliation? This would have come up multiple times on the course of this podcast.
I'm surprised this wasn't like episode one with the unicorn talk. But
I was gonna say, like, we spent so much time laughing about the unicorn and we totally overlooked the Eagle Scout.
Yeah, so I'm gonna be Russell from Up, and I will take a visual photo, some evidence that I actually dressed up as a character. So I have the sash, I have the shirt, the shorts, I have a brown backpack. So I think I have everything except for like the flag, which you probably can't carry into Disney.
I'm gonna say, I don't know if they want you carrying weapons.
No.
Oh, that sounds cool. You'll have to give us a report when you get back.
Yeah, I'll give you a full report. So, but in the meantime, I had to catch that flight.
Also, we want you to have a Magic Kingdom burger. So you've been slacking on these burger reviews, man.
I know. I will promise to have one hamburger next week at least.
Isn't there a Hostings out there by the Magic Kingdom? Wasn't that the one?
No,
that's
the one out here in Disneyland.
Oh, okay.
But you know what Orlando does have, right?
Oh, see, you're going to Disney World.
Yeah, I'm going to World.
I thought you were going to land.
No. I wouldn't be a flight. That would be a drive. No, I'm getting on the plane.
I'm just going along with the bit.
No.
So you're coming out to TNA. TNA country.
Well, forget TNA.
So you can pick up, take in a show if Billy pays for some tapers this week.
I'm going to Zaxby's country.
So you're finally going to have... This is the first time since...
No, I had it once since the first time in Orlando. It was this year in Atlanta, I went.
Okay, yeah. When you have the IT swag.
Yes. Never change Atlanta. So I'll see if I have it this time. It was a little bit out of the way, and I won't have a rental car the entire time, so I'll see if I can fit it in.
Okay. Yeah. They've added some new things on the menu. At least the one up here had.
Oh, really?
So they've got like a buffalo chicken dip, and like various different appetizers and a pasta salad. And so who knows what they might have at that one? Because some of the Zaxby's down there, like it depends on if they're franchises or not. They've got different things on the menu. So we'll have to hear all about your. Costumed adventures and as well as your culinary stops.
And on my return in 2 weeks, we'll have to discuss the election, because that will be post-election. Then it's time we talk.
Yeah. We might have to get Brian Mann on the show that week.
If he's still in this country. There's a chance he could already be out of the country.
Even if he's still in the country, he might be sick of talking elections by that time. But then again, I think Brian's like he's the type, he always wants to talk some politics.
Yeah.
So, I guess speaking of leaders letting people down, You're letting out a constituency this week, Marcus, but it's okay.
Wow. Wow.
Who's petty now?
You just called me Donald Trump, huh?
I'm not even gonna say anything because I feel like any joke I would try to make would be offensive to somebody.
We don't want
to
upset the three people who like Donald Trump. So on that note, you can find me on social media at Marco Will, MarcoWill. And no Bill Cosby photo this year, guys. The bust is it's gone. So.
Who'd they replace him with?
They didn't replace him. They took him out of the little area, and then since then they've closed the entire like part of it. So there's other
shut the whole thing down.
Nah, construction got in the way. So
sure, construction. Mm-hmm. You can find me on Twitter in the number 8 MOZAIK at Nate Mosaic. Follow the show, Cospod, KOS_POD, Facebook.com/TheKingsOfSport. Like the show, rate the show, subscribe to the show on iTunes and Stitcher. You know, while you're there, also subscribe to Always Forward, the Luke Cage podcast. And you know what? Leave us some feedback and share this show with your friends if you're digging what the Kings of Sport is putting down. So next week on the show, I will be joined by a special guest or two. I'm going to make a call out to Dallas to see if Mike Mills wants to hop on here. And who knows, Sierra is somebody that we always welcome on this show with open arms, even when she try to come for people on Twitter. we might be able to talk to Sierra. If she can fit us into her busy schedule. But yeah, next week's going to be a fun show, even without Brother Marcus. But, you know, we hope you have a good time on your trip, brother. Have a safe trip out. And we'll see you when you get back in 2 weeks.
Thank you.
So, yeah, it's going to be you and me, listeners, and whoever decides to fill in for Marcus next week. But whatever we do, it's going to be fun. So, unless you got anything else to say, Marcus, I'll let you go catch your flight.
That's all I got.
Seems really suspicious that you happen to book your flight the same time we were recording the show this week.
That'll go.
Think if you was a Boy Scout, you'd be always prepared. But anyway.
Oh. So the shade begins.
Just wait till next week. Wait till you hear what we have to say next week, Marcus. All good things.
Mm-hmm.
But, we'll be back next week, at least I'll be back here next week for another edition of the world's most dangerous sports show, The Kings of Sport. Again, powered by Place to Be Nation as well as High Voltage Radio. Shout out to both those networks and shout out to you, the listener. And we'll catch you back here, same time, same place, for another edition of The Kings of Sport. For Marcus Vandenberg, I am the Godfather, Nate Milton. I was trying to think if I wanted to go Halloween or if I wanted to go World Series or 90s music. Yeah, I just blame Marcus.
You're stumped.
Yeah, I just blame you for this, Marcus. yeah, we'll see you next week.
Peace.
Well, that's all for this week's edition of The Kings of Sport. Be sure to come back next week for an all-new episode. You can leave feedback for the show on Twitter at KOS_POD or via Gmail at thekingsofsport@gmail.com. Don't forget to like and rate us on iTunes and tell a friend. The Kings of Sport is a production of the Mosaic Podcast Network.
Whether you like it or not, he's bad, D-A-Z.
double D-Y, fast ass. Sharp as a tack, like I just left.